This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Elena Ramos Luna. Date of birth. October the 24th, 1970. Case ID number 4026913. Date of exam, October the 18th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. No medical records were provided. Identifying information. This is a 51-year-old separated female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with neuropathy of the hands and feet, anxiety/dizziness. The claimant is presently a provider where she works 4 hours per day and works 20 hours per week. She does work 4 weeks out of the month. And she states that she has been a provider for 5 years, and also she was a housekeeper in a hotel for 3 years. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her children and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, decreased vision. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy of the hands and feet. Number three, anxiety/dizziness. History of allegations. Number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2019, she started to have problems with her vision. She states that she started to see blurry, especially when her blood sugars were high. The claimant states that she's nearsighted and denies any history of glaucoma or trauma to her eyes, but does suffer from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. She has problems with both her eyes, and she does wear glasses at this time. Snellen vision was OD uncorrected, 20/25, OS uncorrected, 20/25, binocular uncorrected, 20/20. She states that her night vision as well as her peripheral vision are good. She is presently on no medications and has had no surgery for her eye vision. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out in the 200s. She states the lowest her blood sugar has ever been is 137 and that the highest it's ever been is 526. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was and is presently taking pioglitazone hydrochloride 30 milligrams QD, metformin hydrochloride 1,000 milligrams BID, and Lantus 25 units sub-Q QAM. She was diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and her condition appears to be fairly stable. Allegation number three, anxiety/dizziness. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to develop symptoms of anxiety and dizziness. She states that she would have panic attacks and was unable to be by herself, and that she would get jittery when there was no noise in her home. She started to have problems with her hands jittering and hurting and problems with sleeping. She states that she also occasionally has palpitations and sweating. She was started on hydroxyzine, pamelate, 25 milligrams QHS. and states that that has helped her condition. She is presently separated from her husband, secondary to her husband being an alcoholic, which states she states would bring on her her anxiety. Her condition at this time is stable. Daily activities. The claimant states that during the day she sleeps, comma, watches TV, comma, does light housework, comma, goes to the grocery store, comma, cooks, comma, does the laundry, comma, but does no other exercise secondary to being a provider. Her symptoms of pain include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels every other day in the evening. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above her head. Her physician at this time is Dr. Norma Iglesias. She has no assistive devices, and she takes she'll take ibuprofen 400 milligrams QD, which does give her some relief. She states the only other physical activity she does is cleaning the house as a provider. Family history. Her father died at the age of 75 from a myocardial infarction. He also had hypertension. Her mother died at the age of 74 from diabetes mellitus and renal failure. Medications, gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD, pioglitazone, hydrochloride, 30 milligrams QD, metformin, hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, Lantus, 25 units sub-Q QAM, hydroxyzine, pamolate, 25 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, decreased vision, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, anxiety, comma, and dizzy spells. Major surgery, cholecystectomy, and C-section times 4. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, his temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 128 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and a fourth inches, BP 135 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 24. General. This is a 51-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to the last page on neurological? Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at plus 4/5 bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, decreased vision, -normal physical exam at this time. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy of the hands and feet. Being treated at this time. The polyneuropathy is being treated as well, and she appears to just have a mildly abnormal grip strength. Normal physical exam. Number three, anxiety / dizziness, - being treated at this time with medication. The claimant appeared to be having panic attacks secondary to her husband being an alcoholic. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Elena Ramos Luna.